From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Yellow fever outbreaks in Angola and the Democratic Republic of Congo are under control after a massive vaccination campaign involving millions, according to the World Health Organization Tuesday. The head of the WHO's Pandemic and Epidemics Department, Sylvie Briand, spoke to reporters in Geneva.
One good news is that these outbreaks are under control now. We haven't had any new cases in Angola since 23rd June. And since 12 July in DRC.
Again, that is Sylvie Briand of the WHO. President Barack Obama is on the campaign trail Tuesday to rally support for Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton in Pennsylvania. The president spoke to a crowd moments ago at a plaza in front of the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
There is just one candidate in this race who's devoted her life to building that America. A mother and a grandmother who would do anything to help our children do better. A leader who's got real plans to break down barriers and blast through glass ceilings and widen opportunity for every single American. The next president of the United States of America, Hillary Clinton.
Clinton was scheduled to make a fundraising swing to California, but is to take a couple of days off from the campaign trail after being diagnosed with pneumonia. The World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, said Tuesday that confidential athlete data relating to the Rio Olympics had been hacked by a Russian cyber espionage group that had published some of it and was threatening to release more. WADA condemns these ongoing cyber attacks that are being carried out in an attempt to undermine WADA and the global anti-doping system. This is VOA News. Syria and Israel issued conflicting claims Tuesday about the fate of Israeli military aircraft that conducted airstrikes on the Syrian side of the border and the Golan Heights area. Both agreed that Israel attacked a Syrian military position around 1 a.m., but Syria state-run Sana'a news agency says its military responded by shooting down an Israeli warplane and a drone. The Israeli Defense Forces said Syria fired two missiles, but that its aircraft were unharmed. As the second day of a ceasefire began Tuesday, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it appeared to be holding despite sporadic and minor violations. The seven-day cessation of hostilities was brokered by the U.S. and Russia. Meanwhile, around 20 trucks with World Food Program logos carrying aid crossed into northern Syria Tuesday from a Turkish border town. A Turkish official said the trucks were carrying mostly food and flour. The flight of two B-1 Lancer strategic bombers over South Korea is the United States' response to the North's latest nuclear test. Tuesday's flight over the Osan Air Base is intended both as a show of force and of solidarity. Washington's Special Representative for North Korea Policy, Sung Kim, says a swift and clear response to the North's actions is needed.
With this latest nuclear test, the second this year and fifth of all, and its over 20 missile launches just this year, North Korea once again has demonstrated blatant and reckless disregard for its commitments and international obligations.
The nuclear envoys of both South Korea and the U.S. meeting in Seoul on Tuesday to discuss their response to the North's nuclear test. Chinese riot police, as you hear here on Tuesday, fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters in the fishing village of Wukan in the southern province of Guangdong. Pre-dawn police raids turned to violence after at least 13 people were arrested. Human rights activists in Hong Kong say the crackdown could represent a push to silence Wukan. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, Tuesday said politicians who campaigned on promises of protectionism and economic barriers were a threat to global trade. In prepared remarks she was due to deliver in an address in Toronto, Lagarde says there's a growing risk of politicians seeking office by promising to get tough with foreign trade partners through punitive tariffs or other restrictions on trade. Countries are increasingly refusing to cooperate with the UN on human rights, according to the World Body Tuesday, voicing alarm at situations in dozens of states, including Syria, Iran, and Venezuela. The UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein spoke during the opening session of the UN Human Rights Council. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.